The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and welcome along to Homegrown Only. I'm your host Shannon, and today's show, I've had a bit of fun putting this playlist together. I not only have some awesome Kiwi music to play, but an interview I did with Zoe Vera, a name that if you don't know it yet, you need to learn it. She's amazing. Not only is she super talented, she is an absolute sweetheart. I could have chatted to her for hours. So I'll play you an interview I did with her last week in celebration of her brand new track that's been released, Dizzying. But before then, I'm going to play a track by a band who are making their way to Nelson this month, the 23rd of March. Yes, a Monday, but why not? It's the Beths heading to the Theatre Royal. If you haven't got your tickets, they're going to sell out. I can tell you that now. TheatreRoyalNelson.co.nz. Here they are as the Beths with their track, Expert in a Dying Field.
Can we erase our history? Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability, I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in it. Can burn the evidence, but I can't burn the pain, and I can't.
te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
For so long that we're all crazy, yeah. Stunned by the light, yet numb to the core for us all. 'Cause I'm taking confused, yet I'm trying to see straight. I never know where I'm going, but I'm going anyway.
With Kiss the Sky, a bit of Kiwi music knowledge for you today on your Wednesday afternoon. So Toy originally originated from the capital city of Wellington under the name Tunes of I. They changed to Toy. That's all right. We can handle that. But I don't know if they're a completely Wellington band. You see, the guitarist, he's from Mapua. So I reckon we can claim them as a little bit Nelson, just a little bit, but enough that we're claiming it. I love that band. They're so talented. Now, next, I'm going to play the interview I mentioned earlier. This was my conversation with Zoe Vera, and I'm going to follow it with her brand new track, Dizzying.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon, and today I'm joined by the amazing Zoe Vera, who is an incredible artist. I feel so honoured to have stumbled across her, and I can't stop listening to her music. Now, Zoe, can you give our listeners a bit of an idea about what sort of music you create?
Hi, Shannon. Thank you for having me on. It's so special to be here. So I make really like emotive music, I suppose. I guess folk type writing style that's really honest and transparent, with pop hooks in the composition. and alternative indie kind of vibes.
And how did music come into your life, Zoe? Like, where did your journey to this begin?
Music's always been a huge part of my life. My dad was in a band when I was growing up, and has always just been amazing with bringing music into our lives. But I really learned my love for it. I guess when I was like a tween, like early teenager days, and I think that's when I realized oh, this is actually something I really want to do. And I started writing songs in my bedroom, but was always too scared to release them. So I started doing that a few years ago.
And you've released your debut EP, Live Harder. What was that like once you had released the first track of that into the universe?
It was so special, but it was also terrifying, because this EP follows the journey of some pretty difficult things that I went through in my life, and being so open and honest and transparent is so important, and I've always felt really strongly about that it's important to share that with others, because you never know how that might help someone else. Because in the same way, when I listen to other music that's similar, like on some of my darkest nights, it's always helped me and gotten me through some really tough times, and hopefully my music will give others that same opportunity. But at the same time, it's hard to release music that's so transparent, because if it doesn't land well, it feels maybe even more heartbreaking.
Well, it's so personal, isn't it? And you're being so vulnerable releasing this music. Like, your music is so heartfelt, and
Thank
the
you.
stories that it tell are, I think, are so relatable and will be relatable to a lot of people. And you've got three singles, well, two singles out and then one on its way, which is going to be released today, called Dizzying. Can you tell us a bit more about this specific single?
So Dizzying is probably the lightest in terms of emotionally heavy kind of music, I suppose. The lightest track on the EP. And it pretty much is about, after going through a difficult breakup, and other traumas, it's about letting someone into your life again, and how exciting that can be, but also how terrifying that feeling is when you've had a history of bad relationships and things. So yeah, it's kind of like really wanting to explore love again, but being super scared of it at the same time, but inevitably doing it, because if you don't, you miss out.
Once again, a story that I'm sure so many people will hear and go, yep, I feel that. I definitely feel that. And what does the rest of the year look like you in your musical journey? Have you got any other plans?
I'm working on getting some collaborations at the moment, with other artists that release similar music, which is exciting. Like, I've never really worked with another artist before, with like in terms of actually releasing music with another artist, so that's exciting. And yeah, I would almost like to do like an album, like start working on an album after this. But obviously those kind of projects take a couple of years, so I think I'll just release like singles in between then. Yeah, I'm definitely one of those people where like I have to be in a certain mood, or like have really like be feeling something very strongly for me to sit down and write a song about it. Otherwise I end up writing songs that, aren't that special. I don't think they're very good. I have already written a couple of songs that I'm like, yeah, cool, would like to release these. But I'm definitely not someone that can just sit down and be like, okay, we're gonna write a song right now. Like, I really have to feel it. And I guess that's why my music is the way that it is, because it serves a purpose for me in terms of a cathartic release. So yeah, I never really know what my next songs will be like, because it's really a reflection of how my life is going. So yeah.
That's exciting. I just can't wait to hear more music from you.
Thank
And a
you.
question I do love to ask is, if you were going to open for anyone in the world, and just to make it more difficult, dead or alive, so you had the opportunity, I know it changes it, eh? It totally changes things. Who would be your dream artist to headline for or to
Oh my
open for?
goodness. It's such a hard question, because you threw in the if they're dead.
I know, right?
Honestly, I would love, love, love. Like, if I'm thinking of right now, because I get obsessed with artists all the time, and it changes all the time, but I never lose my love for people. But I guess someone that really inspires my music, and in terms of like giving me the confidence to release like really emotional music, and I love the way that she composes as well, is Lizzie McAlpine. So I would say, like, if she ever, yeah, if I could open for her, that would be so meaningful. But also, like, Noah Kahan, that would be really cool too. But yeah, I mean, the dead artist thing throws me off because I'm like, there are so many artists that, yeah, I've grown up with that would be just so cool. But yeah, if it was like right now, it would be probably Lizzie McAlpine.
That's awesome. I reckon you'll make it. I reckon it's only a matter of time and you will be
Thank you.
opening for these artists. You're incredibly talented. I can't wait to watch your musical journey blossom. Now, for our listeners, what's the best way to follow your journey, Zoe? Where can we find you?
I am on pretty much every single major social media platform. My Instagram is Zoe Vera Music, and my TikTok is the exact same username. Of course, my music's on the main platforms as well, like Spotify and Apple, but also anywhere that you listen to music, like SoundCloud, etc.
And we'll share you on our channels as well. Thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on the release of Dizzying. That is Zoe Vera, who has released Dizzying today, an amazing, amazing single. You must check it out. Thank you again, Zoe.
Thank you so much.
You feel kinda nice. Don't take the light. Stuck at the stop sign. Caught by surprise. You haven't said goodbye. I'm aching to try. Gut wrenching pastime. What if you make me wanna stay? And you will lead me further.
The coast is so unclear. This ain't fun.
Zoe Vera, Dizzying. You're listening to Homegrown only on Fresh FM. If you haven't checked out our website, make sure you do, freshfm.co.nz. A couple of cool things happening on that website. You'll see where our programs hang out. So if you want to listen to some past episodes or discover a new program, you can click on the programs tab. There's also our schedule, but there is a brand new tab. Brand new tab. It's a beautiful tab. There's a merchandise tab. And if you click on that, you might even end up wearing one of these beautiful bucket hats I currently have on my head. That's great. I actually needed a new hat, so it was great timing, Fresh. They have t-shirts and even a coffee mug. So if you want to get ahead of Christmas shopping, believe it or not, it's only a matter of time before you go out and you hear Christmas music, head to freshfm.co.nz and get your hands on some merch. I'm going to play some more Kiwi music for you. A song I might eardrum along to. I know some of you will be. It's the Minchicks with Crazy Yes, Dumb No.
Hey there, it's Johnny Tugard from She Hard here, and you're listening to Homegrown only on Fresh FM.
there, you changed and moved on. And it's hard to ignore that I'm all alone. Maybe sometime you'll find me deep in a
wonderful Kiwi band Dead Flowers with You Drink the Water, I'll Drink the Wine. You're listening to Homegrown Only on Fresh FM. Let's switch it up with some Kiwi rock. Here is Von Voinstrom with Shiver Roses.
I take myself over. I'm Alex from Paper City, and you're listening to Fresh FM, Homegrown Only.
The band that go by the name Supergroove Fifth Wheel. You're listening to Homegrown Only here on Fresh FM. Getting through today's show pretty quickly. Just so much good music to play. Up next, I'm going to play a track by The Checks. Now, I read recently, have you heard of the show Come Together? It's quite cool. It's quite a cool wee initiative. So it's a group of Kiwi musicians and they choose an artist and a specific album, and they do covers, and they perform it usually in the main centres, your Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch locations. But the singer from The Checks, I believe he's also in the band Racing, is going to be singing along to OK Computer by Radiohead.
That's pretty cool.
I want to be there. I might have to make my way to Christchurch. Here are The Checks with Ballroom Baby.
Fresh FM is supported by Irirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air.
Goodbye, and the boy's. Now we are old. gold for every soul he saves. There's gold in the river. And diamonds in the mines. Miss Lonesome knows that they ain't worth a drop. It's lucky that
Marlon Williams, Hello Miss Lonesome. You have been listening to Homegrown Only on Fresh FM. Hope you've enjoyed today's playlist. I tried to cover all genres and I think I almost got there today, but I do need to play this beautiful wahine though before the end of today's show. It's Tammy Nielsen with Baby, You're a Gun.
When they look at you, they see a mother, soft as feathers, warm in the nest. All your children rising up to call you blessed. Oh, baby, you're a gun. They better run. They better run. Bang a bullet to the brain before the pain, the damage done. Baby, you're a gun. When they look at you, they see a lady, China teacup, pour yourself out, graciously accepting only what's allowed. When they look at you, they see a daughter, kneeling bedside, head bowed in prayer. Oh, baby, you're a gun.
Hey, this is Lady Six, and you're listening to Homegrown Only.
Swim in the river. They come and swim in the river. swim in the river.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tau Ihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.